Track 9, more news stories. Ancient Bronze Age urn at Newton Abbot. An exceptional Bronze Age urn dating back more than 3,000 years is a star exhibit at Newton Abbot Museum for the 2026 season. The ceramic vessel on loan from the Royal Albert Memorial Museum and Art Gallery was discovered in a boundary ditch at Whitehill on the northern edge of Newton Abbot. It is described as unusually large, weighing 15.5 kilograms and standing 43 centimeters tall, with a capacity of approximately 36 liters. The vessel is a rare example of a Treviska ware, a style that originated in what is now Cornwall and is almost certainly of local manufacture. Traces of bone found inside could indicate it was used as burial container. Evidence indicates the clay may have been sourced from the River Lemon, with the urn constructed using a traditional coil technique. Museum curator Joanna Eccles is excited to display such a rare and locally significant artifact. "The urn was deliberately placed intact in a boundary ditch," she said. "Because it remained in one piece for so long, it is believed it was placed into a hole cut into the ditch feature. We cannot be certain why this urn was placed here, but complete vessels found within landscape features are known from other sites and are often significant. We hope visitors will enjoy viewing the urn and forming their own ideas about how and why it came to rest where it did. The people who buried this urn are the ancestors of today's Newtonians, and it is fascinating to reflect on how different life was here 3,000 or even 3,500 years ago."
Otter rescue charity saved by supporters. An emergency appeal has saved a Devon otter rescue charity from closure. Supporters of the UK Wild Otter Trust, known as UKWOT, Save Our Charity fundraising appeal, have been thanked for raising £150,000, 10 times the original target. The Trust now has just 10 weeks to rebuild the Otter Centre on a new site, having been given 6 months' notice to leave its site. The 20-year-old charity, the country's leading otter rescue and rehabilitation charity, was shocked to receive an eviction notice last September after only 4 years on site. "With just 6 months to demolish the Umberley site, pack up and find a new location to continue its vital work, the news was incredibly difficult for the small volunteer team. The team quickly secured a new plot for their otter hospital close to the current specialist rehabilitation centre to care for 40 otters, thanks to a kind supporter. The initial £15,000 to begin building a new centre was surpassed within 48 hours, and in 3 months the fundraiser reached £150,000. Through public donations, grants and corporate gifts, securing the charity's future. Dave Webb, Trust founder: "At the beginning of this year, we thought we were finally nearing the end of a four-year journey to complete our purpose-built specialist otter rehabilitation centre. Then everything seemed to change overnight. Receiving notice to leave our home and dismantle the centre within months was incredibly stressful and felt almost impossible. However, we were still facing an enormous financial challenge. We launched an emergency appeal, hoping to raise £15,000, fully aware it wouldn't come close to covering what was needed, and we were completely blown away by the response. Thanks to extraordinary public support, grants and private donations, we raised close to £150,000. What began as a moment of crisis has become a story of hope, with our volunteers creating a new forever home in just weeks, which will be operational by April. We were utterly amazed and deeply thankful to everyone who made this possible.
Town Council signs up to support climate bill. Tynmouth Town Council has agreed to joining a campaign calling for the government to introduce a new law that would address the root causes of the climate and nature crisis. At its meeting on January the 13th, town councillors unanimously agreed to sign up to the Zero Hour campaign, which is urging the government to pass the Climate and Nature Can Bill. The motion was brought by Town Councillor Jackie Jackson, who explained that the Town Council had a moral obligation to care about a bill that is trying to put back what people have been losing over the last few years. The Can Bill would enshrine the UK's international commitments to cut emissions, reduce global warming, and improve biodiversity into law. The Climate and Nature Bill has three main aims, explained local campaigner Joanna Chanel. Firstly, to make sure that the UK cuts its emissions fairly and fully to stand the best chance of reaching the 1.5 degree centigrade target under the Paris Agreement. Secondly, to ensure the UK reverses the destruction of nature by 2030. And thirdly, to involve citizens in the way forward by establishing people's assemblies locally.
HGVs using narrow road causing delays. Continued concerns about lorries causing major hold-ups by using a narrow Teignbridge road have been raised. County Councillor Alan Connett has put the ongoing issues with HGVs and other large vehicles using Mamhead Hill to Devon County Council Highways, asking what can be done to prevent the significant delays. He said there have been lots of concerns over the past few years, and again recently about HGVs and other large vehicles on Mamhead Hill at Star Cross. The narrow road has sharp bends, and when two lorries meet, it causes significant delays. Councillor Connett asked what action the County Council can take, including a weight restriction to reduce the use by these large vehicles. However, Councillor Dan Thomas, Cabinet Member for Highways, pointed out there is existing signing at both ends of the road to discourage HGV drivers from taking the route. He said environmental weight limits have limited efficacy as they are always caveated by an except for access exemption. He said there are numerous properties, stroke farms, etc., that can be accessed from the roads off Mamhead Hill that may need deliveries to their businesses. Due to this caveat, a prohibition with an except for access is extremely difficult for the police to enforce and have been found to be unsuccessful in preventing HGVs from using a route. Experience tells us the police do not have the resources to be monitoring this type of prohibition and would need to follow a vehicle from the start to the end of the prohibition to confirm they have travelled through without accessing a property within the prohibition. Based on this, a weight restriction is difficult to prioritise. If this remains a priority for the community, we could consider supporting a self-delivered scheme.